സദാശിവ സമാരംഭാം ശങ്കരാചാര്യ മധ്യമാം അസ്മദാചാര്യ പര്യന്താം വന്ദേ ഗുരു പരമ്പരാം.
Chapter 17, page number 121, Sloka 13.
Nanindati nacca stauti, nanindati nacca stauti, na hushyati na kupyati, na dadati na grinhati, സർവത്ര നീരസഃ.
അഷ്ടാവക്ര ടോക്കിംഗ് അബൌട്ട് എ ജ്ഞാനി ആൻഡ് ഹിസ് റെസ്പോൺസ് ടുവേർഡ്സ് പീപ്പിൾ ആൻഡ് സിറ്റുവേഷൻസ്. ജസ്റ്റ് ആസ് ലാർഡ് കൃഷ്ണ സെഡ് ഇൻ ഭഗവത്ഗീത ഓൺലി ഇൻ ത്രീ പ്ലേസസ്, സെക്കൻഡ് ചാപ്റ്റർ ചിത്തപ്രജ്ഞ ലക്ഷണാസ്, ദെൻ 12th ചാപ്റ്റർ പരാഭക്ത ലക്ഷണാസ്, ദെൻ 13th ചാപ്റ്റർ ഗുണാതീത ലക്ഷണാസ്. ഓൺലി ഇൻ ത്രീ ചാപ്റ്റർസ് വി കെൻ ഫൈൻഡ് ജ്ഞാനി ക്യാരക്ടറിസ്റ്റിക്സ്. വെറാസ് ഇൻ അഷ്ടാവക്ര ഗീത, ദ എൻറ്റയർ ഗീത, അഷ്ടാവക്ര ഗീത ടോക്കിംഗ് അബൌട്ട് ജ്ഞാനി. സോ മെനി features or characteristics of a Jnani, Ashtavakra, revealing. We have to see that how he responds. How is it possible for a Jnani? Jnani is also in the same body, physical body, in the same world, same situation. There is no separate world for him. How is it possible? When we listen the Jnani characteristics, it looks, it is impossible for us. Very difficult, it is impossible. It is not impossible. It may be difficult, but it is possible. If we know exactly what we have to do the process, if we know the process, exactly what we have to do, similarly, Jnani, just as he conducts himself, everyone can conduct oneself. It is possible. So everyone can become a Jnani very easily. How? When you interact with the world, we have a tug of war between two entities in one person. There is a power struggle inside between Ahankara and Sakshi Chaitanya, between lower I and higher I, between OC and RC. Ahankara Chidabhasa Chaitanyam, Vyavaharika Pramata, the one who interacts, functional ego Ahankara, is relative I. I have to use that I, there is no way for me. When I play a role of husband, mother, father, brother, sister, everyone has to play that role, including Jnani. When he is talking with his mother, Jnani has got mother or not? So when he is talking with his mother or father, he has to invoke his role. Guru also has to invoke his guru role. Therefore, inevitable. Vyavaharika I, lower I, Chidabhasa, the Ahankara, we have to use. At the same time, while I am using also, I am not that, I have to remember that. As I am using, it is an instrument for me. Upadhi, this body, the subtle body, that Ahankara is because of Osi. Higher, Sakshi Chaitanyam. I, the Sakshi Chaitanyam, I am blessing the mind with Chidabhasa, is called Jiva. If I know that I am not a miserable jiva, I am Sakshi Chaitanya. If I do not know that I am a miserable jiva, what is that? If I know I am Sakshi Chaitanyam, blessing the mind by giving the reflected consciousness, so the Vyavaharika Jiva, Jivahood, temporarily interacts. It is blessed by me, the Sakshi Chaitanya. It is not real. It is blessed by me, the lower I. That is temporary role. Pramata plays a role. It is a drama if I know this. If I know I am a Sakshi Chaitanyam, I am playing with this RC and RM with the world. I am playing, talking, doing, Pashyan Srinvan. I will read Alaha Padipo. Pashyan Srinvan Sprishan Jigran. But while it comes for implementation, it's very tough. So I have to claim I am Sakshi Chaitanyam. I am not this body-mind complex. As I am interacting, I have to remember that. There is no change in interaction. You have to. Wife is wife, husband is husband. There is no change. But where is the change in your understanding? In your understanding, when you are talking with people, when you are interacting, facing certain situations, the whole thing is a drama, a serial. So many episodes are there. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, so many episodes are there. This is only my reflection. If I remember this, I am a jnani. If I don't remember, for an ajnani, normal ajnani people, Sakshi Chaitanyam doesn't exist for them. They do not know what is Sakshi Chaitanyam. They do not know what is Sakshi Chaitanyam, therefore they cannot claim I am Sakshi Chaitanyam, therefore they take themselves as Ahankara I, and they struggle. They struggle, they have a pain in interaction, in relations, problems, whereas Ashtavakra Gita student knows there is Sakshi Chaitanyam, Chidabhasa Chaitanyam. This Ahankara and Sakshi both are mixed together only here. I am. There is Sakshi Chaitanyam, original, real, Satyam. This Chidabhasa, Ahankara, RC, lower I, Pramata is Mithya. False. How is it possible? Na? First, unload your mind. Download in that. Unload. Unload your mind. We have lot of things in our mind. With that mind, if we listen Shastra, we can never get that assimilation. We have to unload. All, I am a wife, I am a husband, I am sitting in the class, I am staying in so and so place. All these, you know, preoccupation in the mind, keep aside 1 hour. Not whole day, I am asking. 1 hour, between 6:30 and 7:30, unload your mind. For example, you want to unload a room, suppose. You want room kali pannanu. Room kali panna, there is a place, something to enter. The room is full, suppose. You want to keep something, you want to keep something newly, you have to remove all those previous ones. Then only you will get gap, place. How can you remove? There is a darkness in the room, suppose. Can you remove? Can you unload from a dark room? You cannot unload from a dark room. When can you unload the room? You require a light. You put a light and you know the things where are there and you remove all one by one, one by one. All old one, suppose. Okay. Old one you remove. Then new sofa, new TV, new things you want to keep. Unload the old one. put the new one. To do this job, what you require? Light is required. Adi madri, like that, this mind room is already loaded. Janma janma vasanas are loaded. I am father of so-and-so, mother of so-and-so, son of so-and-so. And attachment, raga, dvesha, kama, krodha, sandeha, samsaya, ajnanam, sarvam asti tatra. Manasik. Now you have to unload. How to unload? It is already dark. Mind is full of ajnana andhakaram. From that ajnana andhakara manas, you cannot unload. Impossible. First we should know what is there in the mind. To know what is there in the mind, aluk. And aluk in the mind to know, you have to put a jnanam torchlight. The jnanam torchlight light potada, enna aluk irukkenu namake theriyum. How much poramai, how much jealousy, jealousy poramai onnuda. Okay. How much anger, how much fear, how much doubting nature, how much inferiority complex, all these you can see clearly by jnana torch. Enna jnanam, viveka, vairagya, sama, sadhana chatushtaya sampatti, slowly you are putting. That jnanam, the more you listen shastra, the light power is increasing. The clarity comes. The more the clarity comes, you see, all you vacate that whole mind, previous mind. Up then, you, everything past one you remove. What comes here? Not TV, sofa set. Aham brahmasmi jnanam akhandakara vritti can sit in that mind. Okay. In our example, ippume sollala. First time I am telling. Okay. Aham akhandakara vritti, aham brahmasmi vritti can take place when you study shastra more and more. Nishtha will come, jnanam may come, but nishtha won't come unless I unload. We study Ashtavakra Gita, but we never unload the mind. Keep your mind with chappal sometime, unload. Swami, if I keep mind there, how can I listen Ashtavakra Gita? Ahankara mind you keep outside. Lower eye, ahankara eye you keep outside. Just sit with a clean slate so that you can understand. Very simple. Very, very, very simple. Therefore, that's a jnani. Now you got the clue? Start. This is what assimilating process. Na nindati na chestauti. Never criticize. Jnani never criticize others. Because there is no second real thing to criticize for jnani. Why jnani won't criticize? Avarku onnu theva illa adanal criticize panna maataran illa. He never see a second real thing other than himself, that atma. There is no second real thing to criticize others. Na stauti, same way no stuti also. No praising, no admiration also. Everything is my glory. Whom can I praise? Na hrishyati, na kupyati. There is no elation, no anger. Kupyati means he will never show any anger on anyone, shout at anyone. Na dadati, na grinhati. There is no taking and giving also. This is from what standpoint? Na dadati, na grinhati, atma standpoint. First line, mind standpoint. Okay. Muktaha sarvatra nirasaha. Muktaha, the wise person, sarvatra, in all occasions, in all aspects, nirasaha, not attached to anything. Nirasaha means not stick to, not having any rasa. Rasavarjam rasopyasya param drushtva nivartate. We saw in the Gita class. The rasa will not stay back. That rasavarjam, rasaha api param drushtva nivartate nirasaha bhavati ityardhaha. Second chapter, Bhagavad Gita. Nirasaha bhavati means what? That vasana, that clinging, that craving, that fancy, that love towards that object will go away. Next shloka we will read. Sanuragam sriyam drishtvam mrityum vasamupasthitam avihvalamanasvastah mukta eva mahashayah. In all conditions, he maintains the balanced mind. Sanuragam sriyam drishtva. If he sees his loving wife, suppose. Sanuragam sriyam. A dear, no? Dear just wife. Drishtva. Or mrityum samupasthitam. Suppose even death comes near. All opposite extremities you see. Seeing a loving, dearest wife who is very, very much taking care of him, that means grihastha jnani, we are talking. Sabdhane, grihastha jnani. At the same time, even mrityu comes suddenly, he will not get any disturbance. Towards the love of his wife, there is no attraction. Suppose death comes, there is no aversion. There is no aversion. Because he sees the body-mind complex as a name and form. It is unreal. Doesn't have any attachment. Avifala manaha. Undisturbed mind. Vifala means disturbed. Afvifalamana vifala rahitaha, undisturbed. Swastaha means swastvin swarupe sthitaha, remaining in his own atma swarupam. Entertaining that thought is also not necessary, very spontaneous. Entertaining aham brahmasmi thought is also not required. To remember you are a human being, are you entertaining the thought of I am a human being, I am a human being? Not necessary, no? For a jnani also, aham brahmasmi, aham brahmasmi, you need not recollect all the time. As you know that you are a human being, how natural for you? For a jnani, I am Brahman is so natural. So natural. Swastaha, muktaha, free. Really speaking, first we talk initially freedom from samsara. Initial teaching is what? Freedom from samsara, problems, bondage, everything. Really speaking, freedom from moksha is jnana. Freedom from moksha. I want to get mukti. I want to be liberated. I am a muktaha. That thought also must go away. Freedom from moksha. Enakku moksham venum angara notion irukkira varuk innu moksham varla nartham. Amma. Enakku eppo moksham varum? When I will get moksha, when I am going to be liberated, as long as that desire continues, I am not liberated. Therefore what? You have to be free from that thought What? What that? Moksha thought. Freedom from moksha thought is called moksha. Why? I am nitya muktaha. I am ever free atma swarupam. Moksha avadhu, iksha avadhu. யாருக்கு மோக்ஷம்? அந்த நிலைமை வரணும். ஹவு டிஃபிகல்ட் இஸ் இட்? இப்ப விடக்கூடாது. இப்ப மோக்ஷம் வேணும் வேணும் அது சொல்லணும். தட் இஸ் கால்ட் நிஷ்டா. மோக்ஷ வேர்ட் வில் டிசப்பியர் ஃப்ரம் மை மைண்ட். ஐ அம் முக்தா. அப்ப சுவாமி உங்க கிளாஸ்க்கு வந்ததுக்கு அப்புறம் நான் முக்தன் ஆயிட்டேன், மோக்ஷம் வந்தாச்சு எனக்கு. அந்த மோக்ஷம் வந்தாச்சுன்னா போயிடும், வர மோக்ஷம் கண்டிப்பா போயிடும். Therefore, முக்தஹா means what? I am நித்ய முக்தஹா. எவர் முக்தஹா ரிகக்னைஸ். மகாசயஹா, மகாசயஹா means what? சாட்சி பிரதானஹா இத்யர்த்தஹ. The one who is always claiming that I am சாட்சி சைதன்யம. Claiming I am சாட்சி சைதன்யம். I cannot be other than சாட்சி சைதன்யம். Now it is difficult for me to claim ahankara. It is his problem now. Okay, ahankaram is my just shadow like. It is like a shadow. So I need not bother about ahankara. Yo, ahankaram, varadhi swami nenek ahankaram. We are not talking about the pride ahankara. This ahankara is a functional ego for relative interactions. That will not disturb me. If it disturbs a jnani, every jnani, no jnani is available for teaching. If functional ahankara disturbs a jnani, how can he teach Vedanta? Then who will teach? Only ajnanis will teach. Therefore, jnani is not disturbed by functional ahankara, because he knows the truth of that ahankara. Its reality, its unreality also. Reality enna vyavaharika satyam ani theriyum, adi paramarthikama mithya ani kuda theriyum. Paramarthika drishtya ahankara is mithya, he knows that. Nariya contemplate pannanum. Next shloka. सुखे दुखे नरे नार्याम संपत्सु विपत्सु च विशेषो नैव धीरस्य सर्वत्र समदर्शिनः. Sukhe, dukhe, all pair of opposites he is showing. Same further, the same idea he is elaborating, clarifying more. Sukhe, dukhe. Sukhe means in pleasure. Dukhe, in pain or sorrow. Nare, naryam. Nare means in a male. Or naryam, when he sees the female. Sampat suche, vipat suche. Sampat means when there is a prosperity, when he is flourishing everything. Vipat su in adversity. Dhirasya visheshaha na eva. Dhirasya means a person, a mind which is dominated by Sakshi Chaitanya. Mahashayaha, Sakshi Pradhanaha. Same meaning for Dhirasya. A mind, Dhiraha is one whose mind is predominantly Sakshi Pradhanam. Sakshi Pradhana Manaha. A modal mind. Jnani mind is a modal. Like manasa sarovaram, prashantama irukum. Such a mind, visheshaha naiva. Visheshaha means no power struggle. Visheshaha means there is no much difference for him. Never see any difference. Female or male, prosperity or adversity. For him, sarvatra samadarshinaha. There is no any reaction. There is no powerful reaction. Visheshaha naiva bhavati means there is no any powerful impulsive reaction when he sees stri or purusha or sukha dukha when he is experiencing is these conditions, adversity and prosperity, there is no any reaction. Sarvatra samadarshinaha. Why? Because he sees everywhere the uniform Atma. Sarvatra, in all places, samadarshinaha means seeing the Atma which is samam, uniform in everything. Sama means seeing the Atma. Seeing means not seeing with eyes. Understanding that Atma is in everyone which is uniform, no different. This is called sarvatra samadarshanaha. Samadarshanaha means seeing, oho, mela, female. Ellu rendume ore maadhiri irukke enakku. Adilla artham ikka. Nari naryam na. So, nare naryam. Oho, for jnaniki female and male same. ப்ராப்ளம் வந்துடும். இட்ஸ் நாட் லைக் தட். நரே நாரியாம் சமதர்ஷினஹா மீன்ஸ் ஈவன் இன் மேல் ஆத்மா எலோன் இஸ் தேர், இன் ஃபிமேல் ஆல்சோ ஆத்மா எலோன் இஸ் தேர். தட் ஜானம் இஸ் தேர் ஆல்வேஸ். நெக்ஸ்ட் ஸ்லோகா.
நஹிம்சா நைவ காருண்யம் நௌத்தௌயம் ந ச தீனதா, நௌத்தத்யம் ந ச தீனதா, நாச்சர்யம் நைவ ச க்ஷோபஹம் க்ஷீண சம்சரணே நரே.
There is a yes mark. Nare before, there is a yes mark. Anare. Anare means not in Telugu, anare. Na. That is not. Anare means na naraha ityartha. In a person who is not a human being in artham. Anare means who is not a human being. Shobaha nasti. A person who is not a human being means what here? Jnani is not a ordinary naraha. Jnani is a naraha. Why? Because in ordinary human being there is rather Dvesha, Kama, Krodha, all Shad Vikaras will be there. All Arishad Vargas will be there in ordinary human being. Since this Jnani is totally free from all this, only physical body shell is there without any Nara Lakshanam. What are Naralakshanams? Bhaya, Krodha, Samshayaha, Ajnanam, Sarvam Naralakshanani. Since those Lakshanams are not there in Jnani, it can be called as what? Anaraha. Therefore, Anare. Since he is free from all this Bhaya, Krodha, all this, there is no Kshobaha. Shobha is not there. His mind will never shake. Shubh dhatu. Shaking in artham. His mind or her mind will never shake. Shobha nasti naiva bhavati ityartha. Why? Kshina samsarane. ക്ഷീണ സംസരണേ മീൻസ് ഇൻ ദാറ്റ് ജീവൻ മുക്ത ഹൂസ് സംസാര ഹാസ് ഗോൺ. ക്ഷീണ മീൻസ് ഗോൺ. ക്ഷീണ സംസരണേ ജീവൻ മുക്തേ എന്നർത്ഥം. ക്ഷീണ സംസരണേ അനരേ ഇൻ ദാറ്റ് പേഴ്സൺ ഹൂ ഈസ് ഫ്രീ ഫ്രം ഓൾ ദീസ് ക്ഷോഭ നൈവ ഭവതി. ബിക്കോസ് ഓഫ് ദാറ്റ് ആൾ ദീസ് എബോവ് സെഡ് 16th ഫസ്റ്റ് ലൈൻ ദോസ് പെയർ ഓഫ് ഓപ്പോസിറ്റ്സ് വോണ്ട് ബി ദർ ഇൻ ഹിം. വെനെവർ ദർ ഇസ് രാഗ ദ്വേഷ കാമ ക്രോധ ഭയ ആൾ ആർ ദർ അജ്ഞാനം ഇസ് ദർ ഹിംസ വയലേറ്റിംഗ് ധർമ്മ ടേക്സ് പ്ലേസ്. Himsa means what? Going in a wrong way. Hurting. Adharma. So, Himsa naiva karunyam pair of opposites. One side hurting, no? Himsa is an other one extremity. Negative side extremity. Karunyam means compassion. So much compassion. Misplaced compassion. Wrong compassion. People have a lot of compassion, no? They show. Enna compassion theriyumo avarku enna? Poyi. The compassion irukke mudiyadu. So, this type of compassion is also born out of some inside some emotional feelings. That compassion also, over compassion, compassion, if you get, you have to get on all people, no? On all things you have to get. Our compassion is not like that, no? Our compassion upon some people, selected people, and who are helping us. Our compassion. Who are always taking care of us. I am so compassionate. What compassion? This is our compassion. So there is something, some agenda is there, hidden agenda. Just like Jnani is free from neither hurting others nor showing any karuna also. Both are not there. Appadina avar karuna illaya anna. Avar karuna vandu, it is not backed by emotional mind. It is a natural, spontaneous karuna, not with any hidden agenda. It is a uniform karuna. If Jnani has got that, it is very spontaneous, natural karuna, uniform on all creatures. That is different. People having this extremities, himsa, karuna, because of their mind, sattva predominance. Raja predominance, himsa. Sattvic predominance is karuna. Jnani is gunatita. He is beyond sattva rajas tamo guna. Gunatita ha. Appollo avanukku sattva gunam kuda kadiyadanna irukkum, but he falsify all the three gunas. He never overpowered by any emotion. Appo emotion illanna vegetable madri. Extremities. Natural, spontaneous virtues are there, which are a bhushanam for a jnani. But not like ajnani's two extremities born out of emotional love, aversion, attraction. They are not born out of that. But his jnani's response to the world, people, is naturally backed by atma jnanam. Very difficult to understand Jnani. Very, very difficult. How to understand? You need not understand. Become a Jnani. That's all. Why you have to understand? Na karunyam. Na audhatyam. Audhatya means hatred. Rudeness combined with hatred is called audhatyam. Rudeness combined with hatred. ஔத்தத்யம். அதுக்கு ஆப்போசிட் தீனதா, செல்ஃப் பிட்டி. எனக்கு யாருமே இல்லையா, நோபடி இஸ் டேக்கிங் கேர் ஆஃப் மீ, செல்ஃப் பிட்டி. தெர் இஸ் நோ செல்ஃப் பிட்டி, தெர் இஸ் நோ ரூட்னஸ். ந ஆச்சரியம், தெர் இஸ் நோ எக்ஸைட்மெண்ட். ஹி நெவர் ஹாவ் எ த்ரில், த்ரில் எக்ஸைட்மெண்ட். இது ஒரு லைஃபா அது நமக்கு தோணும், பிகாஸ் இட்ஸ் ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் க்ஷோபா. ஆஸ் லாங் ஆஸ் யூ ஹாவ் எக்ஸ்ட்ரிமிட்டிஸ் திஸ் சைட் ஆர் தட் சைட், க்ஷோபா வில் கம். ஐ டோல்ட் யூ நோ, புண்ணியம் சுகா இஸ் ஆல்சோ எ ஃப்ரௌனிங் வில்லன், இட் இஸ் எ ஸ்மைலிங் வில்லன். ஃப்ரௌனிங் வில்லன் இஸ் பாபம், துக்கா இஸ் எ ஃப்ரௌனிங் வில்லன். புண்ணியம் மூலமா வர சுகம் வந்து ஸ்மைலிங் வில்லன். ஏன்னா அது போயிடும். ஆக்சுவலி தட் சுகா ஆல்சோ கமிங் ஃப்ரம் ஆத்மா ஒன்லி, வி ஹாவ் டு ரிகக்னைஸ் தட். ஆத்மானந்த ஸ்வரூபானந்த வி ஹாவ் டு ரிகக்னைஸ். பிரதிபிம்பானந்த ஆயாராம் கயாராம் ஆனந்த, இட் இஸ் நாட் மை ரியல் ஆனந்த, தட் இஸ் மை ரிஃப்ளெக்ஷன். சோ நைவ ஆச்சரியம், பிகாஸ் க்ஷீண சம்சரணி அனரேனர், ஆல் தீஸ் ஆர் நாட் தேர் இன் ஜ்ஞானி. நெக்ஸ்ட் ஸ்லோகம். ந முக்தோ விஷய த்வேஷம், ந வா விஷய லோலுபஹ, அசம்சக்த மனா நித்யம், ப்ராப்தா ப்ராப்தமுபாஷ்ணுதே. வெரி நைஸ் ஸ்லோகாஸ். ஹி அவாய்ட் ஆல் எக்ஸ்ட்ரீம் பாசிட்டிவ் அண்ட் நெகட்டிவ். ஹிம்சா இஸ் எக்ஸ்ட்ரீம் நெகட்டிவ், Karuna is extreme positive. Positive and negative both he drops. Why? They belong to anatma body, mind complex. All these belong to the mind at emotional level. Since mind is mithya, and body is mithya, the interactions are all what we are seeing. He is not carried away by them. Other, we have to understand, he is not carried away by them. He never gives satyatvam to them, not disturbed by them. Indriyasya indriyasya arthe raga dveshau vyavasthitau தயோஹோ வசம் ந ஆகச்சேத். கிருஷ்ண பரமாத்மா சேஸ், ஆஸ் யூ ஆர் இன்டராக்டிங், ராகத்வேஷ அரைஸ் வ்யவஸ்திதௌ ஏவ. ஈவன் ஜ்ஞானி ஆல்சோ கெட் எ ஃபிராக்ஷன் ஆஃப் செகண்ட். ஆஸ் யூ இன்டராக்ட, கொஞ்சம் ஃபிராக்ஷன் ஆஃப் செகண்ட் இட் கம்ஸ், பட் ஜ்ஞானி வசம், ஹி வில் நெவர் கோ அண்டர் த ஸ்பெல் ஆஃப் தட் ராகத்வேஷ. That's what Krishna said, Vasham na agachet. Jnani knows that. For Ajnani, he becomes slave to that ragadvesha. And he never knew, recognized that I am under the spell of likes and dislikes. Jnani immediately recovers, recognizes, he says, okay, I know you. I know what is your nature. That's the Jnani ki Ajnani ki difference. What to, so what? That is life. What? Acharyam. So what? Devastitav yeha. Vahyas parashan bahir krutvana. Okay. Ehi samusparshaja bhogaha dukkhayonaya evate. Adhyantavanta kaunteya naram. புதா ந ரமதே தேஷு, நேஷு ரமதே புதா. வைஸ் பீப்புள் நெவர் ரெவெல் இன் ஸ்பர்ஷ போகா, வாட் எவர் கான்டாக்ட் பார்ன் சென்ஸ் பிளஷர்ஸ். They never revel. They never cling towards, crave for them. If they come, just pass. They are not carried away by that. Otherwise, you will get disappointment. இதென்ன ஞானி லைஃப், சொப்புன்னு இருக்கா? சொப்புன்னு இருக்காது. பியூட்டிஃபுல், வண்டர்ஃபுல் லைஃப், ஞானி லைஃப். அசங்கஹனு அசங்கஹ ந முக்தஹா விஷயத்வேஷ்ட. முக்தஹா விஷயத்வேஷ்ட ந, அப்படி ந முக்தஹன்னு படிக்கக்கூடாது. ஓகே, முக்தஹா தி வைஸ் பர்சன் ஞானி. விஷயத்வேஷ்டான பவதி, ஹி நெவர் கிரிட்டிசைஸ் த ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ். ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ் பை தெம்செல்வ்ஸ் ஆர் நாட் பேட். எனிதிங் வாட் எவர் யூ ஆர் சீயிங் இன் த வேர்ல்ட், தேர் ஆப்ஜெக்ட் வைஸ் தேர் நாட் பேட் அட் ஆல். தட்ஸ் வை ஜ்ஞானி நெவர் ஹேட் ந த்வேஷ்டா நவா விஷய லோலுபா. Neither he has got any attraction towards them. Vishaya lolupaha means indulging in sense objects. Lolupaha means indulging, over-indulging, carried away by, addicted to, slave, craving, are not there, not obsessed, not obsessed by anything. He will not have craving for their presence or absence. அசம்சக்த மனாஹ நித்யம். நித்யம் ஆல் த டைம் அசம்சக்த மனாஹ, மைண்ட் இஸ் தேர். வாட் டைப் ஆஃப் மைண்ட்? பியூட்டிஃபுல் மைண்ட், காம் மைண்ட், எ ரிலாக்ஸ்ட் மைண்ட், பீஸ்ஃபுல் மைண்ட், பயஸ் மைண்ட், செரீன் மைண்ட். அசம்சக்த, நாட் அட்டாச்சு டு எனி திங், not anointed by, it is unanointed, not sticky in artham. That mind is not stick to anything, like a lotus leaf. Asamsakta means not attached, a detached mind in artham. Asamsakta manaha means a detached mind. Nityam praptam praptam ashnute. Praptam means here every object, every person, every situation, whatever praptam comes to him. Praptam upa ashnute, that object he or she confront with a balanced mind. Upa ashnute means ashnute. According to prarabdha, he has or she has to undergo that pleasure or pain. Upashnute, paranto balanced mind. Confront with a balanced mind. Oh, muktaha. Jnani ki alla pleasant tha varo. Avarik unname varad because he's jnani, no. Appadi unnu kedaadu. How you look at it, your attitude is important, not the situations. ஜானிக்கு கூட ஜரம் வரும், தலைவலி வரும், வாமிட்டிங் வரும், தொண்டை வலி வரும், எல்லாமே வரும். ஆனால் பேலன்ஸ்டு மைண்ட் ஹி கன்ஃபரண்ட், நாட் டிஸ்டர்ப்ட். நெக்ஸ்ட் ஸ்லோக 18. சமாதான சமாதான ஹிதா ஹித விகல்பனாஹ ஶூன்ய சித்தோ ந ஜானாதி கைவல்யமிவ சம்ஸ்திதஹ. ஶூன்ய சித்தஹ ந ஜானாதி. ந ஜானாதி மீன்ஸ் will never keep in the mind an artha. In translation, does not know any varo. Na janaat means avarku onnume theriyadu. Yena shunya chitta mind illa. There is no mind, therefore he doesn't know anything. That is not the meaning here. Na janaati means his mind will not keep that things that type of thinking in the mind is not there in artham. Because shunya chittaha, his mind is as good as empty. Unloaded mind, I told you, no? Unloaded mind. In what? Samadhana, samadhanam, asamadhanam. Samadhana, asamadhana. Samadhana, asamadhana means meditation. Samadhana means meditation. Asamadhana means non-performance of meditation. Meditation also, in karmakanda, upasana, we call it as dhyanam. In Vedanta, jnanakanda, samadhana means nididhyasana. His mind is not dwelling upon whether to do samadhi abhyasa rupa nididhyasana pannanuma. இல்ல என்ன பிரம்மாபியாச ரூப நிதித்தியாசனம் பண்ணணுமா, அது நிதித்தியாசனம் பண்ணணுமா வேண்டாமா, இந்த மாதிரி என்ன, there is no vagueness inside, na janati, it is not necessary for him. Whether to, if I do meditation, I get more established in jnanam, if I don't do, I may lose sight of sakshi chaitanya. என்ன அர்த்தம், இன்னும் நிஷ்டா வரலன்னு அர்த்தம். Once nishtha comes, there is no need of contemplation also. Contemplation is also for who? For those who is not at attained nishtha. Ada. Therefore, he is not having hita ahita. If I do meditation, I am getting this benefit, hitam. If I won't do meditation, I won't get benefit, ahitam. Indha maadhiri manasula edhavadhu irukkuman, onnume irukkadhu. யாருக்கு இந்த மெடிடேஷன் கான்டெம்ப்ளேஷன் தேவை தெரியுமோ, யாருக்கு நிஷ்ட வரலையோ, இன்னும் ஸ்டில் இட்ஸ் புக்கு டு பாடி மைண்ட் காம்ப்ளெக்ஸ், ஸ்டில் தெர் இஸ் சம் அட்டாச்மெண்ட், அவனுக்கு தான் நிதித்தியாசனம் தேவை. நாட் எ பர்சன் ஹூ ஹேஸ் காட் நிஷ்டா. ஸோ அஷ்டாவக்ரா இஸ் டாக்கிங் சச் ஏ கிரேட் பர்சன் ஹூ ஹேஸ் அகாம்ப்ளிஷ்ட் நிஷ்டா ஆல்சோ. Nishtha means what? Never lose sight of his original nature at any time, at any place, under any circumstance. Impossible for him. Next shloka. Nirmamo nirahankaraham nakin chiditi nishtitaham அந்தர்கலித சர்வாஷஹ குர்வன்னபி கரோதினம். All these are possible because he is nirmamaha. He is free from mindness. This is mine, my family, my possession, my body. This mindness, மமக்கார, இஸ் நாட் தேர். மமக்கார ஃப்ரீ என அர்த்தம் நிர்மமாக. பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் நிரங்கார ஐனஸ், ஐ ஆம் சோ அண்ட் சோ அகங்காரம். ஒன்ஸ் ஐ ஆம் சோ அண்ட் சோ கம்ஸ், நெக்ஸ்ட் வாட் கம்ஸ்? மமக்கார கம்ஸ். ஐ ஆம் சோ அண்ட் சோ மீன்ஸ் மை ஃபேமிலி, my body, then my family, my possession, my profession, my mind, 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 everything. That ahankara is not there, mamakara is not there. Why na? Na kinchit asti nishchitaha. He is firmly confirmed. Nishchitaha means what? Firm, convinced. What? Kinchit anyat asti. நகின்சித் அஸ்தி இதி, பிகாஸ் தேர் இஸ் நோ ரியல் திங். ஓகே, அது எப்படி இருக்க முடியும் ஞானிக்கு? நகின்சித் அஸ்தி, நத்திங் இஸ் தேர். அப்ப ஏதோ ப்ராப்ளம் அவருக்கு. வென் ஹோல் வேர்ல்ட் இஸ் தேர், ஹவு கேன் ஐ சே நத்திங் இஸ் தேர்? நத்திங் இஸ் தேர் ரியல்லி, எவ்ரி திங் இஸ் தேர் ரிலேட்டிவ்லி. Everything is there relatively, not really. அஸ்தி பாரமார்த்திகதையா, அங்கே பிராக்கெட்ல போட்டுக்கணும். Absolutely. I saw so many things in my dream. How can you say it is not there? Hey, jagrat drishtya not there. Sapna drishtya asti eva. When I say dream objects are not there at all, hey, how can you say not there? Yesterday I saw elephant, I saw tiger, I saw so many things. After waking up, what do you say? They are not there. How we are able to say? After experiencing also, you are able to say, from Vyavaharika Jagrat standpoint, from waking standpoint, they are not there. அது எப்படியோ புரியறது இல்லையா? அது எப்படியோ இந்த வியாபாரிகா ஜாகிரத் பிரபஞ்ச இஸ் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஷியலி ரியல், பட் ஃபேக்சுவலி When I recognize my Atma Swarupam, I claim I am Atma, from Paramarthika Drishti, this is less real. Less real. Dream objects are real only. Less real than waking objects. Okay? Dream objects are less real than waking objects. Waking objects are less real than Atma. Standpoint, from absolute standpoint. Clear? Clear? Experientially they are there, but factually they are not there. Next shloka we will read. Second line. Antar galita sarvashaha. Antar galita means all are dissolved. Ashahan. Sarvashaha means all expectations, all desires. Asha means desire, expectation, edirpaarpu. Edirpaakkrathu. Ellame something or other. Eppo varuvaro. Eppo varuvaro, eppo varuvaro, yaarappa. Shanti, sukham. Eppo varumo, eppo varumo. Sukha is not a thing to come. Sukha, shanti is your swarupam to recognize now, here itself. It is not an event to happen in course of time. It is a sheer understanding. I am now shanta swarupaha. I, the Sakshi Chaitanyam, am ever Shanta Swarupaha, Sukha Swarupaha. Therefore, there is no question of missing the Sukham or Shanti. Where is the question of getting? What is the logic? If I get the Shanti, if I get the Sukham, it will go away. Tripi again, I have to cry. So recognize the already existing sukham. Recognize the already existing peace. Not getting peace. If I get peace, the peace will become into pieces. So sarvashaha galitaha. Where are they? Antar galita sarvashaha. All which are inside. Lurking inside. We ourselves do not know how many are there. There are so many. Okay. Kurvannapi karoti na. Na karoti eva. Kurvannapi. Even in spite of interaction with the people, in situations, anything. Kurvannapi na karoti. As good as not doing. Because he is not having kartrutvam. I am the doer is not there. Karma abhasa. Therefore that karma will not touch him. So that person is free from all actions internally. Physically body may does, but internally doesn't have any kartrutva bhavana. Next shloka.
Mana prakasha sammoha svapna jadya vivarjitah दशां कामपि संप्राप्तः भवेद् गलितमानसः।
मनःप्रकाशः, एनलाइटेंड माइंड, माइंड इज नॉट ए भारम फॉर हिम, इट्स ए ब्यूटिफुल लाइट माइंड, एनलाइटेंड माइंड इज ए लाइट माइंड, अदरवाइज मनोभारः। इफ अज्ञानम इज देयर, दैट माइंड इज ए भारम, स्ट्रगल। मनःप्रकाशः, व्हेन देयर इज ए ज्ञानम इन सच ए माइंड, there is no sammohaha swapna jadya vivarjitaha. What do you mean by mana prakasham? Manasukulla konja light prakasham edavadu varumaanda onnume illa. Vivarjitaha, free from, the mind is free from jadya, means tamas, ignorance in artham. Jadya means dullness, dullness represents tamas, tamas represents ajnanam. Similarly, swapna, dreaming, daydreaming, imagination, speculation, lot of dreaming, moha, not ordinary moha, sammoha, total delusion, namadri delusion not there in him, all vivarjitaha manaprakashaha. A mind which is free from tamasic nature, free from dreaming, daydreaming, imaginations and delusion. Kamapi dasham sampraptah, any dasha, rahu dasha, ketu dasha, yeni nadi seni, idella problem e kadiyadu avarku. Any dasha, rahu kandam, gulika kalam, endendum irukillayo, adellame onnume kadiyadu. Kamapi dasha, enna maadhiri body ki anything may happen at any time under any circumstances, not disturbed. Prarabdhaya samarpitam vapuhu, this body is given to prarabdha. Oh ma prarabdha, take care of this body, whatever you want do, undergo that. I am not touched by that. No, evlo kashtam varum jnaniki, sahajam, romba sahajam. சகஜ சமாதினு சொல்றோம் இல்லையோ, எல்லாம் சகஜ சமாதி, ஒண்ணுமே இல்லைங்க, இதுதான் சகஜ சமாதி. This is called சகஜ சமாதி. காமபி தசாம், எனி தசா திங்க் கம்ஸ், see if you think it is difficult, difficult, it is difficult. I want to get it, I will get it, I will recognize it. Here, now, in this life itself, யத் பாவம் தத் பவதி. As you think, so you become. That's why, yat kamapi samprāptaha bhavet galita manasaha. Galita manasaha means mind is free from all these. Because of that prakāśa jñānam, all these are not there. Samprāptaha galita manasaha bhavet. Any situation, any pain, any suffering, they will not disturb him. காமபி சம்பிராப்தா, வாட் எவர் கம், என்ன எது வந்தாலும் கூட, இட் இஸ் நாட் ஃபார் மீ. வை? ஐ எம் நாட் தட் பாடி மைண்ட் அண்ட் நெய்பர் இஸ் பக்கம் வீட்டில் யாருக்க வந்த ஐயோ சொல்றோம் இல்லையோ, அதே மாதிரி ஐ ஹாவ் டு நெய்பரைஸ் மை பாடி, மைண்ட், ஃபேமிலி, பொசிஷன், ப்ரொஃபஷன், ஆல் அனாத்மா, என்டையர் அனாத்மா. Neighborization is simple. When simple? When I spend my time in Shastra. It is simple. Very, very simple for a person who spend more time for Shastra, study, recollecting. Whenever time comes, time is available, not wasting even a minute. For such a person, it is simple. Very easy. If I don't give quality time for Shastra, mind will entertain again, download and struggle. Life is a struggle for a jnani. Life is a sport for a jnani. It is your choice whether you want to continue your life in a struggle or as a sport. In whose hands? In our own hands. That's why keep in touch with the Shastra all the time. Never leave Shastra and Guru. Guru and Shastra are like two eyes for a Vedantic seeker. Guru and Shastra are like two eyes. How can you go home now? With two eyes. With your two eyes you go home. Is it not? Like that, in a spiritual journey, yatra, you require two eyes, Guru and Shastra. Tremendous commitment. For what? To convert a strugglesome life into a sportive life. Life is a kreeda, sport. Anandam, anandam, anandam. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.